This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday, happy Valentine's Day. I took my Valentine's to Chinese lunch today. These guys.
To the new place?
2 days in a row.
Nice.
Yeah, we're regulars.
Pretty
they
solid.
They recognize you?
The regularest regulars of all.
Yeah.
Nobody there is more of a regular than the DGS.
Although the cop that was there yesterday, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if that's on his beat, it might be hard to break that streak.
Yeah.
Although now the restaurant might be like, who are these troublemakers that the cops are following?
They're like the...
They're definitely casing the joint.
They're like the restaurant that Seinfeld was going to, where Babu was the owner. And Babu got mad at him for ruining his business. Not you guys won't ruin the business. You'll bring people in.
Yeah. Sure. Yes.
But it's like that. You were like, oh, I am. Jerry walks in. He's like, I am a good person for being here helping out this restaurant.
And then Rach got up and left early, leaving Wheeler and I on the same side of the table.
Yeah.
And we just
stayed.
Yeah, we stayed on the same side.
Yeah.
And which is kind of weird that he stayed there, but it's okay. It's Valentine's Day. And
I don't care.
And no, you don't. And then they're kind of late bringing us the check, so we just sat there and awkwardly talked about baseball.
Kevin's not real good at social cues.
I see them. I just don't care.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's adorable. I love to think that there's like, you know, a DGS fan who happened to be in that restaurant, and it's just Glover and Wheeler on the same side.
Yeah, if they think we're on a date, that's fine. I don't care.
Not even a date, but just all of it is just funny that you're on the same side.
It's very Seinfeldian.
Talking baseball.
I mean,
yeah,
so who cares?
No one cares about this except my friend Amy. But I just, like, I had this, the cold sore, the mother of old cold sores the last 2 weeks, really bad on my bottom lip. And just before the show, it's back. That never, ever happens in the exact same spot. And anyone here get really bothered by injuries? No good. So I...
Injuries?
Yes. Oh. Earlier today, this is the first time, I'm 60 years old. I've never done this before. I don't know if you can see this little thing right here on my nail. I was washing my hands. There's the problem, because I never wash my hands. And I'm drying them. And all of a sudden, ow! And I even said that like really out loud. It really hurt. And I cut my one finger with my other hand's fingernail.
Oh, yeah.
Like Dracula.
Nice.
And it just kept bleeding and bleeding.
Were you in the executive bathroom?
No, I was at the sink in the kitchen. And, yeah. And I went in to talk to Wiggins about something. He's like, you okay? You're bleeding. I'm like, dude, I'm having a day.
You used the bathroom and then you went to the kitchen sink?
No. I washed my hands in the kitchen
sink.
And then I was using the towels over by where you throw the stuff away. And I'm just like,
moving a little too quick there, buddy.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I don't have nails.
The plus side is, you know, your hands are still quick.
Still quick?
Yeah.
Quick?
You know, it's a good thing for athletes. Good. You know, quick hands.
Mm.
You got to practice washing your hands more.
I know.
practice.
I'm not a hand washer.
Aren't you supposed to go slow anyway, right? Isn't that the whole... Well, of course,
you're
you were drying.
To be deliberate.
Well, you were drying, though. The drying was the injury, right?
Well, here's what happened with the drying is... Okay. I'm not a terrifically wasteful person, except paper products.
Mm-hmm.
I use a ton of paper products. Mm-hmm. And I grabbed a handful of paper towels. And that was a problem. It was literally, it was like a softball in my hands. So I think that was the problem.
Well, I mean, one of the problems with those particular ones that we have in the building is three doesn't do the job. Your hands are still going to be wet at the end of it.
Yeah, they are. They're not the most quality.
No, I mean, you're going to like four or five of them just to do a normal hand wash my hands.
There you go. Well, that's my sob story. Anyone else got something?
You know, I had this roommate about 20 years ago who used to steal the toilet paper from where he worked, and it was that single ply.
Oh, so
like,
yeah.
More like the half ply, mm-hmm. You know that?
You got to make a beehive on your hand.
And this was the cheapest dude in the world, but he tried to convince us that actually the single ply is better.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, no, it's not. You just don't want to pay for it.
This is my unpopular opinion. I know it's wrong. I deserve all the derision. I think I'm just used to it, but the half ply, like the Scott half-ply toilet paper, that's what I buy. That's what I'm used to. And I didn't even... The quilted stuff feels like I'm using like a king-sized comforter. It's just so much toilet paper. And here's why I'm used to the Scott. Because I grew up in the boonies. And with septic tanks, it's really bad to use the quilted.
Careful.
You have to use like the thinnest toilet paper you can because it's just better for
that's
the
not,
septic tank.
That's necessity. What this guy was doing is cheap.
Yeah,
the difference.
But now I still buy the half ply.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
I'm just used to it. I don't know what to do with the. It feels like I'm using a quilt, like a literal quilt, and I'm like, this is just too much.
I can't decide. Like, it's a quandary. When I go grocery shopping, I will spend an inordinate amount of time in the toilet paper section trying to decide between ultra strong and ultra soft. And I know it's so stupid.
Why can't you have soft and strong?
I know.
I'm like that with toothpaste and mouthwash and cleaning stuff, like because it's everything's maximum strength. Well, here's super max.
Like, right. Like, why wouldn't you get that?
Right. Why wouldn't you get the best of the best? What's wrong with the regular?
Does the super soft break and the super strong?
Little rough.
Is it? How does it compare to the half ply?
Nothing compares to half ply.
Yeah.
I mean, see, I don't mind a half ply, but again, I have to use enough
just
that
using
it feels
more.
Like a full ply.
Yeah. Right.
It does feel like a full ply.
Yeah, there's no real benefit.
You're just using more of it.
Yeah, you're going to use three times as much to get the same result.
Do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's another really weird thing about me. I don't know if any other person in the world feels this way, but when I blow my nose, this is weird, when I blow my nose on toilet paper, it's even hard to describe the sensation. It feels like I'm choking somehow. It just feels weird. So I blow my nose on Scott towels, and it's fine.
There's paper towels?
Yeah, there's no reaction to it. Especially if I have a cold and I'm using TP. It's just like, ugh.
That's interesting. I prefer the TP. The paper towels make me feel like I'm choking.
It's interesting.
I can't do that. The paper
At least
towels,
you know that
it feels
feeling.
Like I'm using like construction paper.
Yeah. Yeah, or like plywood.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't like the Kleenex with the lotion.
I don't like that either.
I don't like it. It's too
greasy.
It's too much. Yes, it's greasy. It leaves a film on your hands.
Like it's a little bit too hard to delineate between snot residue and the lotion.
Boom.
Precisely.
Yeah.
So true.
Precisely.
Is it snot?
We're like
or lotion?
We're like a focus group.
I know. Well, let me. Okay. Yeah.
No. Go ahead.
No. I was just wondering. Since we're having the bathroom talk, are you guys ever in a stall?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then. All right, hold on. Well, you're in a stall. There's more, Kevin. There's a stall, and then somebody comes into the stall next to you, and they're using. You're both making, right?
Oh,
and
gross.
Yikes!
Yeah. Do you ever judge how much toilet paper you hear them using?
Yes.
No.
One time, I was up on 20th floor, and they have a really good bathroom there, and I was going to use it. And the person who is in there used more toilet paper than anyone I've ever heard. It was to the point of like, well, here's show prep, and out walks Tony Colombo for my show.
Oh, no. My gosh, you doxed him.
That's okay. I doxed him on the air that day.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, what is... He's like, it's all day, man. Like, this is what I do.
Oh,
well, I mean, 2 years ago, I was in our bathroom, and someone used so much toilet paper that I still think about it very frequently. It was just so
it's
much...
It's your Rome.
It is my Rome.
Yeah.
Because it was like, and just going. And then I'm thinking, the toilet's gonna clog. Like, I need to get out of here before the toilet overflows.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean,
it was unbelievable.
And also, here's another thing I do. If there is a dual thing going on, guy next to me, I will wait him out.
What?
Oh, I will wait forever.
we might have a wait off someday because I will not leave before you do.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. If you and I are ever in there at the same time, we'll miss the show.
It's just where you die.
That's true. And if it's a bathroom where it's out to a common area where I think you might go and hang out,
mm-hmm.
I will wait an extra 15 minutes so that I don't have to walk out and see you.
Yes.
Pardon the pun, but
part of me thinks,
who gives a crap?
We do.
Part of me thinks that you'll be out there waiting to see who that was.
If I'm in a stall and someone is in a stall and then they finish, I'm waiting for them to leave, obviously.
Yeah.
And they're washing their hands. I'm mad at them because they're washing their hands. Especially if they're really washing them for a long time. I'm like, what did you do in the stall that necessitates this?
Man, you guys better hope I don't ever see your shoes under there.
Oh, what will you do?
I'll
never leave. Well, you guys will be there forever.
There is a pair of shoes. A guy was just, he was,
okay.
He was having a day. He was having a day.
He was working.
And I know what the shoes look like, and I've been trying to identify them. This has been 2 weeks.
What was yours?
Well, one time I was using the restroom, and sometimes when you're going, even if you're just going number one, a little toot comes out, right?
Can't blame you. Can't blame you.
It happens. So that happens.
It's actually the best part.
And this girl is like, wait, she's clearly waiting for me to come out of the stall. Like, she washes her hands and she's just standing in there. And I'm like, I'm going to have to, like, I got to go back and be back on the show. Like, I can't wait in here like Ronnie for 15 minutes. And I walk out and she goes, oh, I just wanted to see who it was that had the cute shoes.
No.
You wanted to see who tooted.
No.
The shoes?
It was so wrong.
Who had the cute shoes?
Wait, where was this?
It was here.
Oh.
It was like 4 years ago. She doesn't work here anymore. But I've never forgiven her.
That's awful. That's a party
Just let me toot in peace. Come
that is on. Honestly one of the most invasive things I've ever heard.
It feels violating.
It really is.
It feels violating.
I feel like I told this recently, but I'm telling it again.
Oh my God.
A friend of mine back at Emmis was in the stall, girl, next to someone, and she saw her shoes and knew it was her best friend. And said, whoa, you are stanky, skank. It was not her friend.
Oh, no. It's so weird. And I guess, too, like, bathrooms are always, like, you know, sex segregated or whatever. But one time I was doing a track workout with my coach, who's a guy. And there were two porta-johns right next to each other. And I'm like, we're like, okay, we got to go before this workout. And I guess you don't realize how loud porta-johns are until it's you and your coach right next to each other. And it's like, well, we both have to use the porta-john. He's like, and he yells, he goes, well, I guess we're doing this now, aren't we? And I'm like, oh my gosh. He's like, we could just never bring it up.
Yeah, another level of intimacy.
Oh my gosh.
There are vents up there.
Yeah,
at the top, and if you're tall enough, you could see into the next one.
What?
Yeah.
There are?
I'm so short, I never know those
we're
things.
Not tall
enough. Yeah, yeah. I don't know any of the tall guy
some
things.
Some of the porta-potties, if you're tall enough, you can see out the top into the one next to
you. I got you.
But you can't
you can,
see,
you
like,
can only see the top of the other one.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right. If they're
it's just
tall.
Very loud and echoey.
Walking into any porta-potty, you prepare yourself like you're walking into a crime scene. Like
you're always,
always on guard.
Like, you open the door. It's almost like you're clearing a room if you're a cop. You like you look around the
clear.
Corner, like, clear. Yeah. Okay.
Here you go. Yeah. Every time I walk, I'm like, oh God, here we go.
No, it's awful. Yeah. And I think that's the only thing. Like, I was very, very modest. And I think like running kind of forces that out of you. But I when you guys were talking about not wanting to come out of the stall in the bathroom here, have you ever like shared a hotel room or an Airbnb where you kind of just have to lean into it and be like, listen, this is where we are.
Yeah.
It was me and two of my guy friends. We went to Boston. There's one bathroom in the Airbnb we're staying in. And obviously we all have the same routine because we're all running. We're all doing the race. And we just had to lean into it and go like, okay, this is just life. It's embarrassing to be human. And then we had like air spray and I don't know, it was bad. And I was like, I'll light a candle. They're like, don't light a candle. It actually might explode at this point.
Oh,
yeah, no open flame. We had a rule in college, no open flame in the restroom.
I'd like to add something to this discussion because this is a trend over the last several years. I need hotels to listen to me.
Yeah.
No more sliding doors.
You don't like the sliding
door? For bathroom doors? No. What's no,
do a lot of hotels do that?
Yeah.
I feel like all the...
And some of them are the sliding doors that aren't in the wall. Like, they're kind of on the outside of the wall.
No.
You know what I'm talking
about?
Yes,
I do.
No more
like
of that.
Like barn doors.
I don't understand.
No
the
more of that.
The barn door bathroom door is not
Why,
sufficient.
Are people coming and peeking?
It's just, you're way more exposed.
Oh.
Way like, more exposed, way more sealed. Sound. You can hear everything.
You ever been to a bathroom for both boys and girls?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, over by Triumph Grill.
Where you share a sink?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sinks like in the middle.
But what am I trying to say? Stalls.
Yep.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
I do not like that.
Never experienced that.
Yeah.
I don't even like the shared sinks, which I did that in, we were at California, and it was, you came out of the stall, and it was like a see-through mirror, and you could see the guys, you know, whatever, the sink where they're washing their hands. I'm like, I don't like
that either.
There's a lot of stuff that goes on in the bathroom that you got to take care of.
That's like a trendy thing. I think it's like
nothing matches the big public ones, though, at like sporting events. Like the men's rooms where it's just like there's a giant trough or there's just a row.
Do you guys know about the trough?
The commentary.
Of course.
And I mean, do you guys see that? I mean, like, I'm at a lot of games. You've been at a lot of games in your life. Like, the commentary can be pretty amazing.
Oh, going to the bathroom at a Blues game is high entertainment.
I was at a hockey game not long ago, and a guy just comes in. He's clearly drunk, and he's like, "Whoa! Somebody didn't go to prison. Ever heard of a courtesy flush?" Like,
jeez.
It's like right out of the gate, and everybody loses it. It
go
great.
To prison.
Yeah. Oh, love the Bluesers.
Yeah. I don't think it was a Blues game.
It wasn't?
No. Might happen in Nashville.
Oh.
So you definitely know it probably wasn't a Blues game.
Well.
The first game I ever took Nick to was the game that McGuire hit the home run.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was about 3. And the second one I took him to was a Cubs game. And before the game even started, he had to go to the bathroom. So I took him in, and we had to literally step over someone who was laying on the ground bleeding because he had been in a fight.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So Nick was like, these games are...
And that was the Wrigley ones then were the troughs.
No, this was in St. Louis.
Oh, in St. Louis.
I've never been to
Wrigley
Field.
Okay.
I've never been to another ballpark.
Really? Other than Busch?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we got to make a road trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to Kev. Next year, I'm going to spring break. I don't care whether it's with the station.
Spring training, you mean.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Dave's like, wow.
Dave's like, I'm going to...
I'm going to Fort Lauderdale. we're all going to Padre Island.
Here we go. Yeah, here we go. South Padre, Daytona.
That would be so worth them sending us all to Padre Island.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
The stories.
A bunch of the olds show up at spring break.
You were so committed and confident.
Yeah.
I am going to spring break.
Where's Dave? He's with his shirt off. He's down there.
Dave, you absolutely should do it. You'll love it.
Spring break or spring training?
Well, both. But spring training is what I was talking about.
That's funny.
Just shotgunning beer.
Imagine Dave doing a keg stand.
Dude.
I think that you found it. I think you found your sticky little week.
I think so. Where would we go if we went to spring break?
Where would we go?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the cool place now?
I don't know.
I'm only thinking of all the ones from the 90s, which is Daytona and...
Yeah, what did you guys do already being on spring break?
We just went to the beach again. Now, South Beach was always that. We didn't have to go anywhere.
I only went to spring break once. It was when I was running track, and we were going to the Florida Relays, and the coach took us to Daytona and just dropped us off on the beach and left. But he had collected all the money from our parents for the hotels and pocketed it. And so I slept on the beach that night. But then I had like a real... spring break experience.
Yeah.
Like 1983. That was pretty cool.
That was the peak spring break era. The 80s were peak. 90s, it was starting to...
Lots of concerts.
Yeah. 90s was still a big deal, but it was more... It was Daytona Beach. And for us, we were just like, can everybody just go back home? Because you're cramping our style.
That was fun.
Pretty good.
126 DGS. Health report on Andrew. He has finally stopped throwing up. He's lost 15 pounds. In 2 days.
Whoa.
Dude.
That's like time to go to the hospital stuff.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And he was making me so sick. I kept checking on him, some good friend, and he would give me very specific updates.
Oh, no, no.
But here's the thing. When I was a kid, I hated applesauce, and it was one of those things I had to sit there until 8 p.m., and my mom and dad would keep putting more cinnamon on it, and I just hated it. And Andrew evidently likes it. He's like, yeah, I keep trying to hold down applesauce, and I'm like, just...
Stop right there.
Stop telling me the details.
I guess our listeners probably will be asking, is he keeping an eye on things if he should go to the hospital?
How do you answer that with Andrew?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know.
He does seem just like in better spirits today.
Yes.
Just texting with them.
You're generally okay as long as you can keep water down.
Yeah, he's drinking Gatorade.
Yeah, if you can do fluids, you're generally okay.
It's a bad one. Woof. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How's his wife? Is she doing all right?
I didn't ask.
I asked yesterday. She was not feeling well, but not in the same way as him.
All right.
And I think it hits fast. It's immediate. So yeah. It's not like a slow build generally. So
all day yesterday, I was just, here it comes. Here it is.
Yeah, every little sign.
Yeah, every little tingle.
You get a little pang of hunger, like, here it comes.
Happy Friday. Happy Valentine's. I just showed Amy a picture of me with my wig and no beard.
I don't want to say that your commentary has been misleading, But what I will say is, in my head, I pictured something of a monstrosity of a wig. Because you always talk about the wig days as if they're shameful. That is a great picture.
Thank you.
That's a very handsome picture. I never would have known it was a wig.
Thank you. You seem really shocked.
Well, because you're always like, oh, the wig. You put the wig up there with the gorilla mask.
Right.
And the bongos, or what did you have?
Nunchucks.
Nunchucks, that's right.
Bongos.
So, well, I knew it was something with both hands. It was bongos or nunchucks.
I love that you pictured me in the monkey mask playing bongos.
I think that's from George of the Jungle.
I think you're right.
It is, at any rate. No, it's a great picture. I think people would be like, oh my gosh.
I'll post it.
Yeah, you should.
I've not been beardless for 27 years now. That crazy.
When was that picture taken? How many years ago?
Oh gosh, I was young. I got my wig young. I was in law school, so probably 24, something like that.
So why? I mean, it looks great without the beard. Like you said, no beard, which not everyone can do. Like I said, it's a really good picture. You always talk about it as if it was, you know, insane, but it's not. When did you decide I'm going to grow a beard and never get rid of it?
It didn't like happen all at once. I just grew a goatee, and I remember being this was before I was in radio, and we were at a radio function because Maureen was in radio, and I had the goatee, and Joe De Niro, who was in radio, great guy, and he goes, "I love the goatee," and I'm like, "Really?" And so I just kept it. And then once I got the show and it became like I became like a cartoon face, then I felt like, well, now you can't do it.
I see.
So plus I feared the whole looking bad because like you said, like men use beards like ladies use makeup. And typically when a guy shaves his beard off, it's rarely better. So I was worried about that. It's not like I have a big one. So, you know, it's not a big bushy beard.
Right.
Yeah.
So my facial hair is too white.
Would you look like Santa Claus?
No. No, I just think it doesn't look great.
You're a good-looking guy. I think good-looking guys your age with white beards look great. And salt and pepper in the hair.
It almost looks... I feel like it looks like I have, from a distance, because most of it is white, there's still like a speck or two of black. So it just looks like I have a... Like a splotchy sort of beard thing. I'm trying to grow something. That's what it looks like from a distance.
Do you ever let it grow like on Christmas vacation when you're not seeing people?
No, it gets uncomfortable after a while. There's that period after a few days, but before too long where it's a little, it's not quite long enough to be soft.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little prickly.
Yep.
Right? And so it's very uncomfortable. If you ride that out, it would be different.
Yeah.
But I don't have the patience to write it out.
It's been a few years since I've grown a beard, too. I used to do that every winter. It feels good just to let it go.
I'm kind of like Raj. I can't get past a certain point. I get to a certain point, it just bothers me, and I have
now,
to get rid of it.
About 06.
But that point is a little longer now than it was 10 years ago, so who knows? Maybe in 10 years.
It was like 2007, probably, where I did let it go. And it wasn't big, but it was like, yeah, it was enough that people noticed, like, what are you doing, you know? But it was black, so that was fine.
Have you let your hair grow in your life?
I had it kind of long in high school. I was trying to do the Kurt Cobain thing, but it didn't work because I realized the key to that is you can't wash it. Because if you wash your hair every day and your hair is thick, you just look like a mushroom. It poofs. That looks like a mushroom.
And you can't go without washing your hair?
No, oh, no, I can't do whatever he did.
Which was nothing.
Yeah, he was just, that was all grease. That's why it looked okay.
It's all grease and heroin.
Yeah.
Grease and heroin.
I think he's rubbing heroin up there.
No, you got to put the hair in heroin.
That's how he puts up with it.
I'm kidding. No, I see. No, but I love that Cobain look.
Yeah.
1994? Hell yeah.
Greasy.
Everything about grunge was grungy.
Yeah.
That's why it's called grunge.
Yeah.
What look would you ladies have if you could pull it off, but you don't feel like you could?
Era, you mean, or just...
Just general.
Oh, you said ladies. Why am I asking?
I didn't even catch that.
I was like, well, wait a minute. What do you mean?
We was like, well, Morgan Fairchild, I mean...
I would be going for the Pat Benatar hair.
I've always wanted, like, icy blonde hair, but I think I would look crazy. But I love that look. just like a white blonde.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of gray hair?
Love it.
The way women are growing out the gray hair.
I think it looks great.
I do too. I think it looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, ever had a look that you coveted?
Oh, yeah. Like, I had short hair, like really short hair for a long time. Do you remember when Halle Berry cut her hair really short?
Mm-hmm.
I brought a picture of Halle Berry to my hairstylist.
Oh, boy.
I was like, I want to look like this. And she's like, well, you're not going to look like Halle Berry for a number of reasons. She's like, you're going to look more like Ellen. I was like, close enough. Let's do it.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's really funny.
When I was young, it was cute, like this really little pixie. And then I even, I would grow it out a little bit, like crazy, like grow it out enough to perm it. And then cut it. So you remember the show Felicity?
Yeah.
When she cut her hair? Mm-hmm. I had that exact haircut.
What was her name? Nice. Was it Rebecca?
No.
There are two people I always get confused from about that era.
Yeah.
I'm picturing the woman who's on The Americans.
That's her.
Okay. Carrie Russell?
Carrie Russell. Yeah. Is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. So like I had that haircut, right? And I had like a really short haircut. Now, I wish I just had really, really big curly hair. I think the higher the hair, the closer to God. So if I had big curly hair, I would wear big curly hair. I'd tease it and spray it.
Yeah.
I
should do a beehive.
Well, that's a little too formal. I want it to be wild. Look like I got caught up in the forest.
Like 80s hair?
I just made it through the thicket.
Like the, yes! I want to look like I fell into a thicket and had a hard time getting out.
A woman has been found in Wildwood.
She's going to go to the hairstylist. Like, could you put these like gumballs in my hair?
Yeah, like kind of like, no, more of like, again, like curls. But you know how it's really hard, apparently, if you have curly hair to keep them perfect because it gets frizzy. I love the frizz.
Rach knows this story, but in high school, my hair was pretty long. And I wanted it to look like Sammy Hagar on the cover of 20th Century Man, curly and long and, you know, rock and roll. Mm-hmm. And so my girlfriend's aunt was a beautician, whatever they called them back then. And she gave me a lilt perm and all of it cinched up into a ball about the size of a baseball on the top of my head.
So you're ahead of the game with the man bun.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it might be stylish these days.
You never forget that smell, though, do you?
No, you do not.
You do not forget the smell of that perm.
Ugh. No, how you people do it. Yeah, it has been 30 years since I've had my hair cut? Isn't that crazy? And the last time I went to a place in Clayton, pretty expensive place, and it was like $50 for a haircut. And the lady goes, I'm only going to charge you $12.
Oh, no.
That's so sad.
And I knew it was time.
Dave's like, it is time.
It is time.
Oh, man.
Charging by the follicle.
It's like that time at the Sox game last year, they could count the people in the stands and there were 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. One, two.
Not great.
I counted all your follicles. And
you guys don't know what this is like, but losing your hair is terrible. Having no hair is great. Like, now, it's fine.
That's an interesting description, because that's how I think I would feel about it. Like, not having it would be, like, great.
Losing it
is terrible. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
I wish I had Michael Calhoun hair.
Dude.
So does every woman.
He has the best hair in this building.
Michael has unbelievable hair.
It's, I've never seen anything like it.
That would, yeah, I would do that hair if I could do that. But I can't do that. I would have the ginger fro.
But, I mean, I agree with what you said about losing your hair, and even, you know, different emotions too. As a woman, I got really sick a couple of years ago and I lost a ton of hair, like a ton. And I even actually started getting like bald spots. And that was so emotionally difficult. And very, you know, you're self-conscious about it. And I've been working really hard. And I went to the salon last week and she's like, your hair's looking so good. It's growing back. And it just, I've been thinking about that, like, because it takes so long. Mm-hmm. It's been a year of just, you know, like hair vitamins and silk pillowcases and not wearing your hair a certain way to hope that it grows back. And I felt so encouraged that she said she could tell it was thicker. But it's really, it's scary. It's a helpless feeling.
What's the silk pillowcase thing?
So it doesn't, cotton will like pull.
Yeah, it catches your hair.
Yeah, it catches your hair. Yeah.
Does that work for your face too? I've heard that.
Yeah, because cotton absorbs, right, the moisture and the oil from your skin, and the silk doesn't.
Man, before the wig, I tried everything. I tried like whatever you shake on. Like I used to play softball and baseball, and I found that putting dirt in my hair would thicken it up. And so I've always, my whole baseball career, I'd go out there and I'd take dirt, I'd put it on, you know, it's like your stupid little rituals. Mm-hmm. And then I would put it in my hair and try to make it seem like I'm just fierce when actually I was going out afterwards. Oh. And I didn't want women to think I was bald.
Texturizer.
He's funny, but he's got dirt in his hair.
He needs a shower.
Looks like he's losing his hair. He's got jet mud in
it.
It's a whole new definition to a fixer-upper.
You've been breakdancing at the park?
If there was a medicine that came out now, it was like the Ozempic for baldness.
Yeah.
And it said, listen, it'll be back to like the best it was. Like you can get back to the peak that it ever was. Would you want that?
I would do it once.
To see?
For the fun of it.
Okay.
And I would have it. I would have it ridiculous.
Yeah.
I wouldn't just grow back normal guy hair.
I gotcha.
I would grow it out long or whatever. But then I think I would probably shave it all off.
Go back.
Yeah.
That's what I was curious about because it's a good look. I mean, I think there are so many guys, it just looks right. Like it's a good look.
Yeah. Yeah. I lucked out. I have a pretty good head. We had a guy at Emmis, a bigger dude, who shaved his head, and it looked like a map of Idaho. Like, it was just so, yeah.
That's what I'm afraid mine would be.
Yeah.
Like, probably freckles under there.
Well, freckles aren't the worst thing.
No, but I mean, it's going to...
Everyone wants freckles.
It's not going to look smooth and normal like another person.
We'll be dented, like all denty.
Probably. I've taken some I've taken some shots to the head, so probably. There are probably dents.
I have a friend who had... cancer, and he is always looking on the bright side of things, and when it was time to shave his head, he's like, I have a great skull. He's like, my head looks really good. And he's like, see, there's always a silver lining.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I lived a nightmare when I had my wig, and I was at a law firm, and we had a retreat. And we went to this little place out in Washington, Missouri, and we put on a show, like an SNL. And I was the star, of course. And I got super, super drunk. And I was riding in a golf cart with one of my friends, and he purposefully turned really fast so I would fall out. And I fell out and hit the back of my head on the pavement.
Oh.
And they said immediately there was a pool of blood as big as a manhole cover.
Oh, no.
So they took me to the hospital in Washington. And, of course, I have a wig. And the guy who was the doctor had had a hair transplant and it had a wig. And I'm super wasted. So I'm just kind of, you know, just hearing every other word he says. But he was basically saying, thank you for living my nightmare, because everyone at my law firm saw it. But then the next day, no one said, like, how's your head? How's your wig?
Yeah.
But I just pretended no one saw it and they pretended they didn't see it. But it was like back now, who cares? I talk about it so openly.
Right.
But when you're 26 or 7 years old, that was just humiliating. Yeah.
You just like wash it?
Wash what?
The
wig? Yeah. Yeah. It was terrible having that thing.
Yeah.
It was just terrible. Because they lace your hair into it. Mm-hmm. And so the day you leave, it's high and tight. But then as the weeks go on, it gets looser. And so I have nightmares about it. I still have nightmares about it. I went to Europe with it. Ugh. Oh. I know.
That sounds like way too much work.
It does.
It was. It was. And expensive. I took out student loans to buy my wigs. Yeah.
Dang.
Took me a while to pay those off. 152 DGS. Happy Friday. We went back to Asian Arch on Tucker today. Took my friends for Valentine's Day. And so Chris and Amy were asking how it is. And we were comparing it to Panda Express. And Amy just said, like, look, I don't hate Panda Express. I love Panda
Express.
It's
so good. Yeah. Well, we were talking about that because kind of out of nowhere, Glover goes, those were some big raisins you have their wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. I was looking at my phone.
I'm just like, wait,
and I heard Dave say, those some big raisins you have. Like, what the hell are you guys?
That's all I heard.
We did sit on the same side of the table.
Yeah, you know. That's how you could see.
I've never had raisins and fried rice before.
That's good.
I've not either.
Yeah, it was really good. It's
Didn't
called pineapple fried rice, and it has raisins, cashews. Cashews were really good in there. That was awesome.
Have you-
So what if Dave and Rachel and Andrew and the whole gang, mm-hmm. they go to Asian Arch again, mm-hmm. and then again. Are you going to start to make fun of them?
No, I don't think so.
Why? Because
why is it different?
Not as shameful as KFC.
Because you're not bringing it. You know what I mean? You're
I got gotcha.
Bringing it in. If you had it on the table every day, I would go like, "Wow, you guys are there again." It's recency bias. This is all abstract. I don't know if there were raisins in the rice.
There were
big ones.
Yeah.
What I'm asking is, you wouldn't shame them.
Oh no, it's not a shame. I would make the exact. They projected shame. It was an
well,
observation.
I don't know about that.
It was an observation of frequency.
Well, Amy was trying to induce the shame.
It was implied
if you
shame.
Guys showed up with the Asian Arch on the table every day, yes, I'd be like, wow, you guys are there again. I've never seen someone get that 5 days in a row.
I'll give you this. The shame was already there.
Thank you.
It's also it's not Amy's fault, but Amy is like the fittest person that I
right.
know. And then when she's like, wow, KFC, I'm like, well...
Crap.
Right, yeah.
Again. Wow. Impressive.
Hey, what's this stupid thing you did?
What? Oh. All right. So I'm leaving the house today and I'm pulling out of the driveway and I'm like, oh, there's a box on the front porch. And I'm going, I guess maybe Susan ordered something from Amazon. And I go up there and I look at it and I'm like, oh no.
Oh.
I ordered flowers for my mom's birthday. They were supposed to arrive in Florida today, and apparently I clicked my own address instead of theirs.
Oh.
And then
you know
I went.
What you can do with that? Don't
I know.
You?
Then I went. Well, no, I know. I'm like. At first, I thought, "Ooh, should I play this off like I ordered these for Susan for Valentine's 100%. Day?"
100%.
But then there's a card in there that says "Happy Birthday."
It's because you're funny.
No, but it signed me, Susan, and my daughter to my mom.
You're really funny.
So honestly, mom is not getting her flowers today, and Susan gets bonus flowers today.
What if that's how Mike Pence started calling his wife mother? And he had to stick with the bit?
He just couldn't give up the bit.
He couldn't give up.
He
the
meant
bit
to get his mom flowers.
30 years later.
Oh, mommy.
They were when they were a curtain. He went to buy flowers for mom, and he
had to stick with the bit.
Or maybe he's the original Daddy's Got It guy, and they just
Daddy's
that's just
their
got
thing.
I couldn't believe. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great if the most religious, wholesome people in the world were doing the daddy and mommy thing?
You
out
know
the
they are some of them.
Hey, can I just say this real quick? I noticed that Kevin has a banana every day.
Well, he's
gotten. Always have a banana.
He has gotten kind of gorilla big.
So there's no shame in the banana.
Also, take this as you will, because we all know it's accurate. He's got big raisins and a giant banana every day.
Every day.
I don't know where you find these.
You never accuse me of being shamey about the bananas.
Why? Big old shriveled raisins.
Yeah, because you don't judge the bananas.
I'm intimidated by them.
They're really big.
I don't want to draw attention to that. Me with my plantain.
Yeah. Man, this is what life was in college. What? What?
I think he let out a little more than he meant to.
Experiments weren't just in the lab, huh?
It's a big banana.
Okay,
you guys go.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
We're going to go find Robert Highland real quick.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.